Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been taking a look at what the Bible says about healing. Today I want to share with you a few thoughts on whether or not the redemption that Jesus won for us on the cross included healing of the body, or was it only for healing of the spirit of man? First of all, we need to understand what the word redemption or redeemed actually means. In Matthew 20:28, it says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." That word ransom means redemption price. We know that a ransom is a price that's paid to gain the freedom of one who is in captivity. When a person's kidnapped, often the kidnappers will demand a ransom in order to free the captive. Or in days past, when someone was in the bondage of slavery, the person could be freed if a ransom was paid. This ransom that Jesus was and that Jesus paid, you could say he both paid the ransom and was the ransom, bought for us freedom. But that redemption price that Jesus paid was not paid in silver or gold, but with the blood of Jesus. From what were you redeemed when Jesus died on the cross? We know that we were redeemed from eternal punishment, from the price or the wages of sin, which is death. But was that the total picture of the redemption that was won by Jesus on the cross? In Galatians 3:13, we find a key verse that speaks to this question. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.'" Now, what is the curse of the law? If Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, we need to know what the curse of the law is. In the Old Testament, the expression "the law" was used to refer to the Ten Commandments, but it was also a reference to the body of Scripture known as the Pentateuch, the first five books of what we have as our modern-day Bible, Genesis through Deuteronomy. We know that in the Pentateuch, we find many commands given by God to his people. In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the very last book of the Pentateuch, we find God stating the blessings associated with keeping his laws, as well as the curse that would result if his laws were broken. The curse of the law was a reference to these curses that would come upon a person if they broke the law of God. Now, since every person has broken God's laws at one time or another, we know that all deserve to reap the curses, which are the spiritual consequences of disobedience to God. But Jesus' death on the cross bought redemption for us and freed us from the curse of the law. But let's examine the scriptures that outline what it is that we've been redeemed out of and also what we've been redeemed into. We've been redeemed, first of all, from spiritual death and eternal separation from God. Prior to receiving Christ as Lord and Savior, we were spiritually dead, and we were destined to be eternally separated from God. But we have been redeemed into a loving relationship with God as our Father, and we've become sons and daughters by adoption when we have made Jesus Lord and Savior. Colossians 1:13-14 tells us, "For he," referring to God, "delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." So first of all, we can see that we've been redeemed from spiritual death and eternal separation from God. But secondly, We have been redeemed from sickness and disease. And every curse mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28 that relates to physical and mental health. If you read in Deuteronomy chapter 28, you will find that the promised curse for disobedience to the law included many things, including financial disaster, problems with your family, but there were many specific verses that address physical health problems, plagues and sickness of every kind, mental health problems. A few of them include, from verse 20 of Deuteronomy 28, the Lord will send on you cursing, confusion. The Lord will make the plague cling to you until he's consumed you. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword. The Lord will strike you with boils of Egypt, with tumors, with the scab, with the itch from which you cannot be healed. The Lord will strike you in the knees and on the legs with severe boils which cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he'll bring on you all the diseases of Egypt of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Also, every sickness, every plague which is not written in the book of this law. This was part of the curse of the law, sickness and disease in all of its forms. Galatians 3:13 gives us the awesome good news that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. In Isaiah 53, we find the promise of the work of the Messiah, what Jesus Christ was going to do. It was the prophetic word about what would be done on the cross. And it says in Isaiah 53, verse 4, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Many have said that this healing was simply a spiritual healing. But if you look at the original language in Isaiah 53, verse 4, where it says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, these two words mean sicknesses and pains. Everywhere else throughout the Old Testament where those two Hebrew words are used, they are translated either disease or sickness or pain. And yet here in Isaiah, it was translated as griefs and sorrows. So this was not a proper translation, but it really is the word sickness instead of griefs, and pains instead of sorrows. And they are words that are talking about physical sickness, physical pain. In Matthew, we find that this exact verse is repeated only in the Greek. It was translated into the English this way. And obviously the writer, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was very clear on his understanding of that text in Isaiah because it was translated this way. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The writer understood that that passage in Isaiah was talking about physical healing specifically, and he quoted it to confirm that what Jesus was doing was part of the fulfillment of that. But the redemptive work on the cross is when Jesus bore on his body on that tree all of our sin, all of our sickness, all of our disease, all of our infirmity in every shape and form. That redemption was not just spiritual redemption, it was a physical redemption. It was a redemption for the spirit, the soul, and the body. God is the healer of mental illness, of physical illness, and of spiritual illness. Let's believe what the Word of God says. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law, including the curse that brings on sickness and disease in all of its forms in our sin-sick and fallen world. God wants you to believe His word and believe that the redemption that Jesus won for you on that cross was an all-encompassing redemption. It is for your spiritual healing. It is to put you in right relationship with God. It is to deliver you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. But it is also for you to live a life of fruitfulness and health on this earth, and to have mental clarity and not mental illness. God wants you to be whole, spirit, soul, and body. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue our study in what the Bible says about healing. Hi, this is Rita again, and I wanted to share with you for a few moments about our work in East Africa. I just recently completed writing a discipleship manual that we had translated into the Swahili language. We distributed it to pastors at a recent pastors' conference in the nation of Tanzania. As soon as I returned from that trip back to the United States, I received an email requesting 500 copies of the Swahili manual for a group of pastors in northern Tanzania. The head overseer had seen the material and requested 500 copies of it. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing to build up the church in East Africa, would you consider today sending a donation of $100 and specifically mark it Africa Translation Project? And we will use it to print those manuals in Swahili and transport them to those pastors in northern Tanzania. And as a thank you, I will send to you a copy of my discipleship manual in English for your own use. God bless you as you prayerfully consider sowing into East Africa.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.